Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow, Yes, that is the promise of God. Psalm 90 verse 10. Say the number of your days God will fulfill. The number of your days shall be 70. That's 70. You have the right to live for 70 years and above. You have the right to live for 3 years and above. The devil has no right to steal you. You know, snatch your life away while you, you know, you are still bubbling. You are still bubbling with life. You know, so it's very serious what we're going to be talking about today. From the biblical point of view, we're going to see how God has recommended long life and prosperity for his people. You know, I am one of those people that God has promised long life and prosperity. With long life, will he satisfy you? Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life, Jesus will satisfy you. God did not plan. He gave you life and life more abundantly. He gave you life and life more abundantly. Jesus gave me life and life more abundantly. He gave us life and life more abundantly. We shall live to declare the works of God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. So everybody come all about. Share the, invite your friends and everybody, families and everybody coming. This is very important. This is very important because people don't know, and so the devil takes advantage of them. You remember John chapter 11? In John chapter 11, Lazarus died and went to an untimely grave. Where he told what killed Lazarus, but John chapter 11, Lazarus died and went to an untimely grave. He had already buried him, and people were still mourning. Mary and Martha decided to call Jesus, and Jesus came. And when Jesus came, he was able to raise Lazarus from the dead and give him life abundant. You know, through Christ, in him we have life. In Christ we have life, John chapter 1. And in life was the life of men. So Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. You know how many times people were raised back to life in the Bible? It all started from the days of Prophet Elijah, Ezekiel, and so on, and then it came into the New Testament. You know, people were raised back to life. That's to tell you that God is the owner of from the earth. Genesis chapter 1 to 3, God created Adam, and then he breathed into him, and he became a living being. Just the breath made all the difference. Who has the breath is God Almighty. That breath, he created Adam in the Garden of Eden from the dust of the earth, created Adam and Eve. And the Bible says that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, became a living soul. See, just the breath of God gave life. You know, he came to give us life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. That's right. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. The difference was the breath. The breath to the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living being. I prophesy to everyone that has come into this service today that Jesus should bring life into your life. The Holy Ghost, Jesus should bring life into your life. Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. None of you shall die untimely. None of you shall go untimely grave in the name of Jesus Christ. Just the breath. Now, the breath made a difference. The breath created Adam from the dump of the earth. And then he breathed into Adam. He breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. Breathe upon me, bread of heaven. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord. Breathe upon me, bread of heaven. Breathe upon me. Yes, God is breathing on you today. Holy Spirit breathes on you. Jesus is breathing on everyone that is coming into this service. God is breathing on Jesus. Is breathing on you. God is the Holy Spirit. Breathe on you. Receive the breath of life. In the name of Jesus. He breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. Which means if God sees the breath of anybody, that is the end. No matter who you are in this planet Earth, breath away, that's it. See? When the doctors are testing whether the person actually has died, they put a telescope and they put the test. The doctors satisfy. He no longer breathing. No more life, no breath, no test card. Heart has stopped beating, everything has stopped. The thing that has happened is that the breath was taken away. The breath is not there, and so there is no life. Now, who gave the breath? Right from Genesis chapter 1 to 3, it was God who breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. And then in John chapter 1, say, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So life came from God. He's the owner of life. Then in John 10 says, he came to give us life, and life more abundant. Devil that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We have to be very careful in this world. God in a plan that if you live, you know, at the peak, some people at the peak of their life, they are still yet to enjoy their labor. All of a sudden, yeah, they say the person is done. Some people will suffer, they get to a point when they are now about to sit down and rest and enjoy their life. All of a sudden, yeah, they say the person didn't wake up. Depending on vehicle jammed, like accident, a plane crash, a boat sink, and things of that, all kinds of things that happen. That will not be your story in the name of Jesus. As many of you that are in this service right now, that will not be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. As many that are in this service right now, God has granted you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. Lazarus died and went grave. We don't know what killed him, but he just went to an untimely grave. Do you know how many people go to an untimely grave? God didn't send them to go to an untimely grave. Sometimes his enemies are killed, and sometimes his witches and wizards, Satan, demons. You know, people who hate them, just kill them, and they go like that, just like that. But I'm here to tell you tonight, as a prophet of the Most High God, that your lives are not in the hands of anybody. Our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Our life is not in the hands of anybody. Nobody can smash us. Nobody can kill us. Jesus gave us life, and life more abundantly. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are not dying by accident. We are not dying by arm robber. We are not arrow that flyeth by day that unreached, neither shall it tell of women. Psalm 91. He says, 1,000 shall fall by the side, and 10,000 by your right hand side, but it shall not come near. That's the word of God. according to your faith, be something. As you believe in your heart, so shall it be. You don't have to believe negative things, believe, you know, you have to believe the word of God. What does the word of God say? With long life will I satisfy you. Psalm 91 verse 10. The word of God says that God will satisfy us with long life. And then in Psalm 90 verse 10, Psalm 90 verse 10, say the number of your days shall be 3 score and 10, which is 60 plus 10, 70. You have the right to live for more than 70. You have the right to do so. God didn't say witches and wizards will kill you. Satan will kill you. Demons will kill you. Vehicle will kill you. Aeroplane will crash and you will die. His boat will be sharp. Those things are not for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, they are not for us. Arrows that fly by day and the terrors that move by night, they are not for us. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. The spirit of death are moving about, seeking to devour. Oh, yes. That's verse 12, 12. The blood is on our doorposts and on our lips. And the spirits of death that are hovering about, seeking to devour, they must see the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, cover our life, cover our home, cover the blood of Jesus is on our doorposts and on our lips. The blood of Jesus cover our cars and our vehicles. The blood of Jesus cover our children, our husbands, our wives, our relations, our friends. The blood of Jesus covers our lives and property. And so the enemy shall see the blood that passes out. Our enemies must see the blood of Jesus Christ covering us, covering our homes and families, covering our children. Our enemies must see the blood of Jesus covering us, and they must pass them out. Because we are a people of covenant. Hey, Rebu Saya. Ah, Rabasandoria. Oh, Rabasandoria. The plague came. Plague hit Egypt. The aspect of Egypt where the people of God were, the plague didn't go that far. The plague were hitting the whole of Egypt. Another plague. There is a people of God. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show God's goodness and praise. For he has taught us out of darkness, out of darkness. Out of darkness, he saw his Babylon's light. We are a chosen generation, a royal priest, a peculiar people. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Around us, day and night. And so the person that walked in darkness, the sword shall not smite us by day. Neither shall be moved by night. Oh, yes. The number of times people came back to life in the Bible show owner of life. And that owner of life, it can give that life and it can take it away. Oh, yes, it can do it. Then I read somewhere in the Bible, say, I am God. I make alive. And I kill. I pull down one and I lift up another. I wound and I heal. Which means there is an owner of the life we are enjoying today. This life that we are. There is an owner. This joy that I have now, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this life that I have now, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, that joy that I have now, Water, give it to me. Oh, that peace that I got now. Water, give it to me. Water, give it. The water gonna take it away. Water, give it. The water gonna take it away. This life that I have now, the water give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have now, water give it to me. Oh, that peace that I got now, water give it to me. Oh, that love that I got now, water give it to me. Oh, that joy that I got now, water give it to me. Oh, this life that I have now, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give it. The world cannot take it away. The world didn't give me life, and the world cannot take it away. The world didn't give us life, and the world cannot take it away. The joy that we have now, the world didn't give it. The peace that we have now, the world didn't give it to us. The joy that we have now, the world didn't give it to us. The love that we have now, the world didn't give it to us. The life that we have now, the world didn't give it to us. And so, they cannot take it away.
I like that.
The joy that I have now, the world didn't give it to me.
Why did he give me the world kind of ticket that we
What you didn't give, you can't take. You didn't give me joy, so you can't take my joy. You didn't give me peace, so you can't take my peace. You did not give me life. Jesus came to give us life, and life more. My life is not in the hands of anybody. Our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. You see, our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Who is that devil who will kill Jesus Christ? Kill God and come and kill. Our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Your life is hidden in Christ. And then in God, your life double dog. Yes, he's double dog. Ah, Rabasandoria. He blundered. On the cross, Jesus conquered death once and for all. Oh, death, where is thy strength? Because Jesus conquered Satan and the devils and the demons. He overtook them when he died on the cross. He descended into Shehadi and he messaged, give me the keys of life and death. And he opened the priest. And Jesus set the captives free. So when he resurrected on Sunday morning, say, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. Before Jesus died on the cross, when people died, Satan used to take them to Shehadi. Take them away because there was no salvation yet. But when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for the remission of our sins, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He conquered death once and for all. Satan, you have no right to take anybody to hellfire. These people have received Christ, and so they are going to heaven with me. That's why on the cross, Jesus told the thief, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. You know, all this while, he had no opportunity to repent. But on the cross, he was talking with Jesus. And Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus conquered them. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah. Satan, you are in trouble. My love in my life. Hallelujah, you got some card. Hallelujah, sister, you are the peace. That's why I said, oh, death, where is thy spring? Polion, I used to smash people's lives away. Jesus conquered. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, he shall rise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered all. He shall rise no more. The spirit of untimely death will bind it from the lives of the people of God. Spirit, sickness, and disease of poverty and hardship. We bind our spirit from the life of God in the name of Jesus. We shall not die on time. You shall live to declare the works of God. Evil arrows, go back to your center. Every spiritual and physical evil arrow that the enemies are shooting, send them back to center. In the name of Jesus. Evil arrows, go back to your center. Kill those who send you. In the name of Jesus. Evil arrows, go back to your center. 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 In Ezekiel 37, God took the prophet Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. The valley of dry bones. And these are supposed to be people of God. The devil has snatched their life from them. And they are now in untimely grave. And God told the prophet Ezekiel to prophesy the word of God. Spoke the word of God to the valley of dry bones. And they began to receive life. Spirit of God came and filled them up. They began to live as an army of God's people. Ezekiel 37. See? Who gave the life was God himself. God himself gave the life. Who killed them and put them in the valley of dry bones? We don't know. Then they, the devil, the thief, came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus came to give us life, our life more abundant. Then we're going to look at some of the things we must do that we might maintain health. But this sermon is not just only a spiritual sermon. This is a topic under health and to live victoriously and triumphantly. Good life. Because we need to be wise. It does say be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So the serpent is very wise. Be wise as a serpent. And then be harmless as a dove. The serpent was wiser than Eve in the Garden of Eden. So he has played Eve. When Eve fell, Eve went to convince Adam. And that was how everything started. Be wiser than the serpent. And be humble like you do. So we need to be wise. Bodily exercise is very important. Bodily exercise. Doing exercise, going to the gym. Doing exercise in your house, in your home, is very necessary because that's strengthening your body and your muscles, your veins, your arteries. The blood is flowing and running. My biological father, blessed memory, jumped memory now, doctor. He lived for 110 years. My biological father, he lived for 110 years. And some of the things he did that made him live long, I was able to study those things and I could tell why he really lived long for 110 years. Exercise was very important in his life. Exercise. He will probably walk some distance. Even if his car is there, he will probably walk distance, mile, and then walk back home. That was a very powerful exercise. But most of the time, people don't look at this thing. Exercise. You need to do exercise. Healthy living. A lot of people don't do exercise And then at the age of 50, they can no longer carry a cup of water to drink. At the age of 50, at the age of 55, people have to feed them. They have to be in wheelchair. They have to be on crutches. That's not for us in the name of Jesus. We reject that thing. Exercise. And then eat healthy. We need to eat healthy. We need to eat healthy. Vegetable, fruit. All these are important. Sometimes people don't eat healthy food. They eat things that are hurting their body. And they know it. They know it. You don't have to say it. You are eating things that are not good for your body. You know it. But you are eating the junk food. Do you know that all this natural food, fish, for instance, fish is healthier than meat. The hospital will tell you, go to the hospital, they will tell you. The doctors, the nurses, they will tell you, the pharmacist. Fish is healthier than meat. When you eat meat, you yourself, you know that it's not healthy for your body. You are eating red blood meat, and so it's not healthy. You know it, but you are eating it. Vegetables and then fruit, and then plenty of water. Your body needs water. Oh, yes, the water cleanses the body. The water, you know, it goes to your kidney. Go ask your doctor. They will tell you. Ask your doctor. They will tell you that. You are supposed to drink water. More of the time, people drink tea, coffee, they drink mineral, drink sodas. They don't drink water. And only water goes to your kidney. All the mineral, soda, coffee, tea, they don't go to your kidney. Water, this natural water, this water we drink. The water flushes your system, cleanses your body. You take water, a lot of water, it goes into your kidney and cleanses out the toxins. And all unwanted materials are pushed out of the body. It comes out as urine, come out as cleaning yourself when you do that. But when you take minerals and take tea, coffee, chocolate, you are taking soda, tea, it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Ask the doctor. They will tell you. It's not healthy. You need to drink a lot of water. And then sleep is very important. Sleep. A lot of people don't value sleep. The Bible says that he that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. God does not sleep. God is awake. That's the reason why you must sleep. He that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. God is your watch day and is your watch night. He does not sleep nor slumber. So who is going to sleep? You are the one who should sleep. The Bible says he gave it his beloved sleep. Oh, yes, that's the word of God. He gave it his beloved. He gives you sleep. He gives me sleep. We are supposed to sleep, rest. You enter into the rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest. God wants to give you some peace and joy. You know, all these things are necessary. Some people don't sleep. Medically, you are supposed to sleep at least 8 hours every day. You are supposed to sleep 8 hours. But not many people sleep 8 hours. They call their life short. They don't sleep good, busy round the clock. They are busy round the clock. It is the reason most people are given bed rest. When the doctors get hold of them in the hospital, they find out they have put their stethoscope and they have, you know, found out that you don't sleep. You are busy around the clock. You don't have time for yourself. They give you bed rest. That bed rest is the cure. They want you to rest. So, time you go to the hospital to see somebody, they say, depending on bed rest, the doctor wants him to rest, sleep, rest, so that you can function, you can live, can live long. You don't cut your life short. Don't cut your life away. This is very important, very, very important. God gave me this topic to share. And I thank God more people are coming in. Right now we have over 10,000 people that have come into this service, and more are still coming in. This is very important. Health, wellness, these are very important things. Many people die carelessly because of the way they live their lives. They don't care. They don't want to sleep. They don't want to rest. They don't go on vacation. They don't go on holidays. They don't have leave. They walk around the clock, and they keep the heart very busy. The heart is pounding around the clock. No rest. No good sleep. And so they start having heart attacks. They start having, you know, all kind of seizures and all kind of things that happen to them. I pray that God will not allow those things to happen to you, to anyone of us in this service. You are welcome. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. You shall all live to declare the works of God. You will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, Jesus came to give you life. And life more abundantly, you shall live to glorify God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bodily exercise are very important. Rest. You know, you eat good food. Even if you don't have the money to eat good food, you can pick up vegetables and fruits and, you know, there are common food. You know, the Mexicans, they eat healthy food. That's why they are very strong. The Mexicans, the Spanish, they eat. You can't be eating chicken every time, chicken. If you look at the chicken, the way they made it, it's a day-old chicken. They gave it injection, blow it up, so that you can buy it. See? It's a day-old chicken. They only injected it so that the chicken can blow up overnight. And now you buy it and go and eat. What are you eating? You are eating chemicals. Chemicals, they inject. And then it blows up and then you go and carry on. What are you eating? You are eating chemicals. So you become fat unnecessarily. Become unnecessarily fat. You know, you see people very fat, fat unnecessarily. You know, they eat all kind of things. It's not healthy. Not healthy food. Not healthy. You don't sleep, you don't rest. They don't go on leave. They don't go on vacation. They are busy around the clock. Once you are like that, you are digging your grave. You are digging your grave. You are digging your grave when you make your life like that. Become restless. God has promised on rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus has given us rest. Then Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, cast your cares upon me. Let me take it from you. Let me take your body from cares from you. And let me give you my life body. See? All this matter. Your matter. Don't carry load. Carry body. Trouble. Day after time with Jesus. That's all I'm asking for you. One day at a time. One day at a time. Some people like what they are supposed to do next week, they bring it to today and start worrying about it. Why not wait till tomorrow before you do tomorrow's thing? What they are supposed to do next year, they will bring it into today. They carry things, bring them, and then they start worrying themselves. You know, you carry heart problem, heavy heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. See? Do not endanger your life. This is very important. Do not endanger your life. Because some people, they kill themselves. The devil did not kill them. Some people just kill themselves. And I'll prove it to you. Now you are driving on the road, and then you are drunk. See? You are putting your life on the line. If you are driving on the road, and you are on drugs, and then you can't see well, you are drunk, and then you are driving. You will still drive yourself into the bridge and eat the bridge. So people kill themselves. So people endanger their life. And I go out and I'm driving on the road, I see people drive. See, the speed is like an airplane. It will pass. Pew. Now there's no problem with that. But sometimes 50 miles per hour rule or 35 miles per hour rule and somebody is going with 100 plus. Just pew, 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 pew. It just passes. I look at them and say, I remember one time I saw some accident that occurred. The way the accident occurred showed that it was sheer carelessness. It was just carelessness. They were driving speed unnecessary, and then they were competing. Then they were shaving each other until they ran into the bush, ran into the forest, ran into the woods, and hit trees and died, and so on. God didn't kill them. They did that. It's not God that killed them. They did that to themselves. And so you don't have to endanger your life. You don't have to put your life on the line. You don't have to. You have to be careful. You have to be gentle. God did not create you so that you kill yourself. No, God didn't create you to kill yourself. You have to be careful. You have to be gentle. Don't place yourself in harm's way. We avoid anxiety, worries, and fear. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Why worry when you can pray, trust in Jesus? He knows that we don't be a doubt in summer. Set trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray, trust in Jesus? He knows that we don't be a doubting someone, but trust upon his promise. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? If you can pray and handle your problems to God in prayer, then don't worry. But if you want to worry, then don't pray. Why worry when you can pray? Come the other way around. If you read, why pray when you can worry? If you want to worry, then don't pray. If you want to pray, then don't worry. See, if you have to belong to one party, if you want to pray, then don't worry. Pray about it, and that's it. If you want to be worried, then you keep on worrying yourself, anxiety, you are anxious, you know, you bother yourself with the problems, and you are troubling yourself, you don't sleep well, you don't sleep good, you are hurting yourself. That's no good. Anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. They do not be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication, without giving, let your request be made known unto God. And then in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, they cast your care upon Christ, for he cares for you. Cast your problems and your troubles upon Jesus Christ, for he cares for you. You don't have rest. You don't have good sleep. You don't have peace. You don't have joy. All these things are very important. the peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to give us peace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. All those things are impossible. A lot of people don't have it. They are always sad. They are always angry. They are always anxious. They are always disturbing themselves over what they don't have. You know, they don't sleep good. They don't eat well. They don't rest. They no vacation, no holidays, no leave. They just preoccupy themselves, you know, day and night, 24/7. They walk themselves up and all of a sudden, boom, bam, the president is gone. I said, but we saw him yesterday. But we spoke on the phone. They said the president is gone. He's gone. Sometimes children are left behind, little children that and you know, a lot of things, confusion, person is gone. What happened? They say he has not been sleeping well. He does not rest. He does very busy around the clock, no good sleep, no rest, no rest of mind, no holiday, no peace, no joy, anxious, trouble around the clock. And heartbeat, heart attack, and all these things are coming. And then all of a sudden, person goes, ooh, that's it. Then everybody will begin to wonder, yes, we spoke on the phone. I saw him, but we saw yesterday, but we were talking, he's gone. That's it. See, don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. God has promised us life and life long, long life and prosperity. The number of your days, God is fulfilled. He has already said. So don't spoil the program of God for you. The program of God for you is a 9 day. The number of your days shall be 3 score. You can do 70 and above. And then Psalm 91 verse 10, say, with long life will he satisfy you. So God has already programmed you to live for 70 and above. You can do 70 and above. There's no problem with that. See, even some men of God, I would like the way some men of God are living the earth. I remember Billy Graham. Dr. Billy Graham, he was almost 100. Was 90 something, either 97, 98, or 99, or something like that. And then there was a Patrobasing was 80 something, almost going to 90. I don't know if it got to 90. And Kenneth Hagin was 83 or so. Then T.L.O. Spawn was also like that. T.L.O. Spawn was 80. And then so many of them. Maurice Cerullo was like that too. It's something that's good. You know, they have trained their children. Their children are already graduates and so on. And the work of God, the ministry is growing. So they have finished their work like the Apostle Paul. They have said goodbye to the earth. They have completed their time. They completed their time. That's what it should be. I thank God for Pastor E.A. Adeboye of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. You know, just celebrated birthday, you know, and Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, Deeper Life, you know, they are living the life of the Word of God. With long life will he satisfy you, you know. Adeleji of New Jersey, IVT Church, you know, Christ Glory Mary, so they are fulfilling the scripture with long life with God. God didn't program you to die carelessly like a fowl. That's not God's program for you. God didn't plan all those things for you. I pray that every one of you will fulfill your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When I saw Pastor Adeboye, you know, it's a bad day, it's something, and then Pastor Kumuyi and all this, I was so glad. And that's what it should be. That's what it should be. The word of God must be fulfilled in our life. The word of God must be fulfilled. You don't allow Satan to come into your life and kick you around. You know, you give room for the devil to trample you on. Don't allow for him to live the life of God. You know. And how did his lifespan become so short? The lifespan became so short. You know, in the oldest man that lived, not Melchizedek. The man who lived for 969 years. I can't remember now. The book of Genesis. Someone lived for 969 years. That's the longest anybody lived. And then the lifespan began to come down in the days of Noah from hundreds, and then Abraham from hundreds, and then Isaac and Jacob, it began to come down to, then in the days of Moses lived for 120 years. Moses lived for 120 years. And the life creed until the days of King David. And he wrote his psalm. Now talk about 70 and above, and so on. So the lifespan began to come down until he got to 70 and above. I've had some people say, I don't want to live for 70. They are very angry with what they are saying. I've seen people who say that, you know, Christians have said things like that. They are not going to live for 100 years. I've seen people, when I look at this, they are not happy with what they are seeing. They are seeing a war filled with troubles and fightings and killing, bombing and world wars and all these things. You know, all the problems. People are scared. And some people even said, they don't want to live for 70 years. They want to go. But we can't hold them back anyway. Most of the time, people will say that they really don't go like that. Just God has a plan and purpose for you. You know, or you have to fulfill your ministry. You have to fulfill your calling. You have to fulfill, like the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, I've run the race that finished the course. It's laid up for me the crown of life, your walk on it. You have to complete the assignment on it. Don't just escape like that. I've had people say things like that. I don't want to live for 100 years. I don't want to live for 70 years. I've had people talk like that. But sometimes these people are still around. And I see many of them are still around. I have friends, pastor friends who told me they don't want to live for 70 years. They don't want to be in this world for 80 years, 90 years. They want to go. But they are still here. God wants you to be here. That's why you are here. So your time is not up yet. It's not over until God says it's over. It's not over with you until God says it's over. You know, so the number of your days shall be 3 and 10. That's 70 and above. You have the right to do 70 and above. And Psalm 91 verse 16 say, with long life will he satisfy you. With long life will he satisfy you. Yes, finally, it says the evil communication corrupt good man. Evil communication corrupt good man. And this is the word of God. Evil communication corrupt good man. What has Christ to do with Belial? What has Jesus to do with Satan? See? Show me your friends and I will show you who you are. Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Some people, they have terrible friends. Terrible friends. friends who can take gun and shoot them to death. Friends, terrible friends, terrorists, armed robbers, prostitutes, outlaws. They carry aid and give to people. And they say they are friends, they are this, they are that, and they are dividing aid. Sexually transmitted diseases, killing people, and all these things are happening. We Christians, we are not supposed to be involved in this society. We are supposed to stay under the blood. We are to stay right under the blood. Stay right under the blood. We are to stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. You gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can do you no harm. We gotta stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do us any harm. What has Christ to do with the life? The evil communication corrupt good man. Show me your friends and I will show you who you are. If your friends are drug people, selling drugs, pushing drugs, drunkards, thieves, armed robbers. One of them can pull out a gun and shoot you, and that's it. You know, you have bad friends, bad people all around you, evil communication. Your friends should be Christian, believers, who are in Christ Jesus. You know, light and darkness cannot work together. You have good friends. Evil communication for all good man. See? So this is very important. You can live long on earth. God didn't program you to die and leave your children very young. Children, they still need you. Just die like that and go. That's not the will of God. God's will for us is long life and prosperity. You shall live to declare the works of God that not die of time. In the name of Jesus. See, the Apostle Paul completed his work, completed his ministry. They have run the race and finished the cup. They laid up for me the crown of righteousness for the lead. But when you live callous, then you die callous. That's it. You live callously, you die callously. Remember one bishop were still in Nigeria when it was published in the newspaper, in a national newspaper. The bishop died of AIDS in a London hospital. He died of AIDS, a sexually transmitted disease. He died of AIDS in a London hospital. They flashed it on national newspaper. We were so upset. Why would a bishop die of AIDS when to carry AIDS from women, girls, prostitutes, harlots? Well, carry viral diseases, incurable AIDS, curable disease. Well, they tried to save him, but they couldn't save him, so he died of AIDS. And you know, they wrote it on that he died of AIDS, sexually transmitted disease. Not knowing that. All this time, they were traveling around the world, going to London, America, Canada, and all these places, sleeping with harlots and prostitutes. And they are carrying AIDS, carrying sexually transmitted. And then it was flashed on national newspaper. Bishop died of sexually transmitted. It flashed national newspaper. It was not a lie. Because the London hospital, they have the report. That shouldn't be our story. It should not, you know, be involved in things like this. We should not put ourselves. We should be careful with our life and live the holy life for Jesus. Before we have seen that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. You can can't say we are under grace, so you can do anything you like. And then you kill you. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. We are going to pray right now. Already we are more than 15,000 people in this service. This service, more than 15,000 people. The computer is showing it here right now. It's over 15,000 in this service right now. And I want to tell you, we need to pray. We need to pray. Because this is a very serious thing. The way people die carelessly, left and right, front and back. It's not the will of God. They live carelessly and die carelessly. They are not careful. Not the way it should be. God has already scheduled long life and prosperity. God has already scheduled us to live. The number of your days shall be 3 score and 10. That's a 90 verse 10. You can do 70 and above. That God has already said that in Psalm 90 verse 10. And then Psalm 91 verse 16. Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life, life satisfies. God has already said it out. Have come. The devil or witches or wizards or you yourself. Use your hand to feed it. Somebody feed his family. See the giant that killed himself. May God have mercy upon us. Right now, everyone, wherever you are in any part of the world joining us in this service, you are welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining this service and for encouraging this ministry with your gifts and donations and all the help you are giving. God bless you all and reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to pray that God help us not to be tyrants who will kill ourselves. God help us not to destroy our lives. Help us to be careful. Help us to live a holy life. No, to live a holy life. A life that will please God in the name of Jesus. Everybody, please. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Help us to live a holy life, oh God. Help us to do your will. Help us to be perfect. Help us, Lord, not to be callous. Help us not to destroy our lives with our own hands. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Do not allow Satan and his demons to kill us. Witches and wizards, and devils and demons, asses from family death, sickness and disease cannot reach us. The arrows that fly by day cannot reach us. Neither shall the terrors that move by night. In the name of Jesus. God said in his word, with long life, let satisfy you. Yes, we receive the word of God. We shall live to declare the works of God in the name of Jesus. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirits of untimely death, sickness and disease, and all the spirits of the devil, satanic and occultic, blood-sucking demons, moving about you to devour. We bind all of you, we curse you. We destroy you, we disarm all of you in the name of Jesus. In the life that Jesus provided for us. Abundant life, Jesus. Peace, abundant life that Jesus gave to us on Calvary. Over 2,000 years. We receive it. God is showing me someone with my great headache, terrible headache, stopping you. Yes, put your right hand on your head. Yes, put your right hand on your head. Let the healing power of God go to that head right now. Receive the touch of Jesus on your head. It is soul of God. Peace. Miracle healing God. Yes, we speak. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Problems in your feet. You have problems in your legs. And you are using walking stick. You are using crutches most of the time. Yes, put your hands on those legs. Put your hands on those feet. Let the healing power of God touch those legs right now. Yes, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lord Jesus, lay hands on your people. And let your healing power flow into their spirit, soul, and body, from the crowns of their head to souls, be made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive it. Receive the liver. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. There is deliverance, yes. In the name of Jesus. God of my life. I'm blown to ye, kendi, imblindi, imblindi, imblindi. God of my standard.
More reason
you must worship him and praise him and serve him. And let him be your personal Lord and Savior, deliverer and healer and redeemer. That's what you should do. Oh, yes, God, and my time. My life. I will give God my life.
Ministry on
completed. He has finished the cup, finished the race. When people finish, you know, Jesus Christ on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. That word, it is finished. That was the last statement Jesus made on the cross. It is finished. And of course, he lived for 33.5 years. In that 33.5 years, Jesus completed everything about salvation. You know, everything he completed. That's why on the cross, he was able to say, it is finished. It is completed. It is mission accomplished. Some people, you know, they finish everything on time. And even if they live yet, that's even okay. I remember our Archbishop, Bethany D'Arosa, he went to be with the Lord Jesus 59, which is approximately 50. And he has finished the work. He completed it. He has trained his children, his family, his church, Bible school, everything was in place. So the work of God was going on, and the Lord took him home. You see, when people finish the work, when they complete the work and they go, that's okay. That's okay. They haven't even done anything for God yet. They just live carelessly and delicately. That is one we are not going to appreciate. But if you finish your work on it and the Lord calls you home, that's okay. It's quite understood. Like Jesus Christ died at the age of 33.5. That's okay. We understand. But God has already scheduled of thee and not thy talent. Run the race, finish up, complete what you have to do on earth. So we pray that this word of God shall mean so much. This word of God shall mean so much. And please forward this message to everyone, you know, email it, text it, tweet it, share it, let it go viral, and bless the whole world, because this message is very, very divine and very, very relevant. This is not from me. It is from heaven. It's from the throne room. And I know it has blessed so many people already. We have, for now, over 17,000 people have come into this service, and more people are still coming in. I can see it here on the computer. More people are still coming in. The truth is that when you finish your work on earth and God invites you to come home, that's okay. Like Apostle Babalola, the founder of the Christ Apostolic Church, he too didn't live like 70 or 80. But he has established the work of the Lord. Taking care of his family, he has taken care of the church, he has taken care of the ministry, and everything was settled in place. He completed the work of the Lord. So he went to be with the Lord. It's quite understood. People like Katri Kuma also didn't live long. Completed our work, the evangelism, preaching, having seminars, conferences. How was not much of planting a church or founding a church by faith, but she did evangelism, she did real mission. And I read through her books. I found out that she did our work, even though she didn't live long, like 70 or 80, she completed our work. It's quite understood. Completed their work. So that's the way Apostle Paul took it. Apostle Paul said, I have finished the race, I've run the race, I've completed this, I've done that. They paid off for me the crown of righteousness. I'm going. And to everybody, but the power was gone. It's okay, we understand. You know, he finished the work. You know, but what we are praying is to be alive. So call it to be alive, and the devil come and snatch them away. The number of times people came back to life in the Bible shows that some people really didn't die. The death that took them away was not, for instance, Lazarus. Lazarus finally went to an untimely grave. That was why when Jesus came, he came to raise him back to life. And then Dorcas, in Acts of Apostles, came back to life. And then the days of Elijah and the prophet Elijah, so many people were raised back to life. And so on. The apostle Paul also raised the dead. Show that some people they die when they are not supposed to have died. That's why those who are coming back to life. You know, they came back to life. So the number of times people came back to life in the Bible show that they went to an untimely grave, which is not God's program for them. Our prayer today is, God, we shall not go to untimely grave. In the name of Jesus, by your special grace, we shall not go to untimely grave. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall complete the work. Finish the work. I've run the race. I've completed the work. It's laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Yes, that's what it should be. So we're going to pray right now, and we pray that this message, we shall be doers of this word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. We pray that we shall not live carelessly. We shall not be the giants that kill themselves. We shall not be the ones that destroy our lives. We shall not live carelessly. But God, by your special grace, we shall fulfill your time. We should be able to say like the Apostle Paul, we have run the race, we have completed the course. They laid up for us crown of righteousness. Name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for joining us in this service. God bless you. We really appreciate your stage for the long service. We started about 2 hours ago coming in. Even as I'm talking now, I can see more people coming in. But, you know, I know God has blessed you people tonight. God has spoken his word. May his word find a place in us. And may we be doers of this word and not just hearers. No. God be with you all. You are covered by the blood of Jesus. Angels of God, I stand alone. Gotta stay right under the blood. No harm, no harm, no harm. Any devil can't do us no harm. Yes, you gotta stay right under the blood where the devil cannot do us no harm. We give you glory and honor. The Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. God light of God. God light of God. God spirit of the Son of God. God light of God. Praise the Lord, God light of God. God light of God. God spirit of the Son of God. Light of God. God light of God. God is light of God in me. God is spirit of the Son of God. God is light of God. God is light of God. God is light of God in me. God is spirit of the Son of God. God is light of God. King of the light, light of the world. King of the light, light of the world. King of the light, light of the world. That is light shining through your soul. Jesus is light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Let the light shine into your soul. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Jesus is the light, light of the world. Light shining through your soul. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Light shining through your soul.
Of my life, I am free.
See you. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh.
Body to be praised.
No matter, she'll take glory, so he can. All that glory must be, all that glory must be, all that glory must be unto our God. All that glory must be unto our God. For body of our praise. No man should take glory, so he can. All that glory must be, all that glory must be, all that glory must be unto our God. Unto our God, glory must be unto our God. For he was a prophet. No matter, she said, glory to God. For the glory must be. For the glory must be. For the glory must be. Until I got. All the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No matter who said glory to God. All the glory must be. All the glory must be. All the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. For he is worthy of our praise. No matter who said glory to God. All the glory must be. Glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. He worthy of our praise. My heaven, is the glory to him. All the glory must be. All the glory must be, all the glory must be unto our God. All the glory must be unto our God. All he is worthy of our praise. All the glory to glory must be. Glory must be, the glory must be unto our God. Glory must be unto our God. He is worthy of our praise. My mind is in glory. The glory must be, the glory must be. The glory of the unto our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the highest of earth, peace. Good be to all men. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming very soon. Amen, amen. Thank you, coming very soon, very soon. My Lord, very soon, Jesus coming very soon. Amen, amen, hallelujah, Jesus coming very soon. Thank you, coming. Thank you.
You are going higher.
Let it go viral.